What would FDR do? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president has clearly lost patience with the critics of his policy in Iraq.
The party of FDR has become the party of cut and run.
So let's dip into the archives and hear what FDR was saying during the darkest days of his war in 1942.
This is war. The American people want to know and will be told the general trend of how the war is going. But they do not wish to help the enemy, and they will pay little attention to the rumor mongers and the poison peddlers in our midst.
Not that different. We're left to wonder, who would FDR have considered a poison peddler today? What about Bob Woodward, whose latest book accuses the president of withholding the truth about Iraq from the American people?
The insurgents know what they're doing. They know the level of violence and how effective they are. Who doesn't know? The American public.
FDR, 1942.
Your government has unmistakable confidence in your ability to hear the worst without flinching or losing heart. You must, in turn, have complete confidence that your government is keeping nothing from you except information that will help the enemy.
One more World War II comparison. On the Saturday after Thanksgiving of this year, the war in Iraq will have lasted longer than the war in the Pacific, from Pearl Harbor to the surrender of Japan. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.